Pete is calling on law enforcement in Florida that is responsible for enforcing the cruelty to animals law to investigate a whistleblower's detailed report of food deprivation training at the Florida Aquarium, which reportedly resulted in substantial weight loss and several stingrays and potentially the death of a nurse shark named Wheezy, who was found dead at the bottom of his tank. And the law is clear that starving animals to train them for visitor interactions is a violation of Florida's cruelty to animals law. And if authorities' investigation corroborates this report, then we're calling on them to hold the aquarium fully responsible.
This is an anonymous whistleblower. Is there any information you can give me to help our listeners understand better what position this person had at the aquarium that they might be, you know, have some authority here in making these claims?
The individual was a trainer or biologist at the aquarium. It seems that the terms were kind of used interchangeably, and just had firsthand experience related to this issue and witnessed the animals not being fed and spoke with other individuals there who were responsible for withholding food.
Really, in any kind of training, I imagine that food is used as a reward. There, I guess, could be a fine line between withholding food and using food as a reward. How do we know that this has crossed the line? What kind of evidence do you have for that?
Well, the whistleblower reported that several of the stingrays had a dramatic weight loss to the point where they were then taken off that training schedule. And, of course, the fact that they were ultimately sufficiently fed does not insulate the responsible party from liability for starving them initially, if that's indeed what happened. And Wheezy the nurse shark died, presumably from malnutrition.
Your press release mentions a third party, Precision Behavior, that you call them a captive animal training consulting group. What's their role in all of this?
Precision Behavior reportedly is the one who dictated the training program that they were called in by the aquarium to help train these animals. They directed the aquarium, and of course, aquarium management signed off on this plan to withhold food from the animals in order to get to train them for interactions.
This biologist slash trainer was an employee there working at the aquarium, and then all of a sudden, the protocol shifted. They went to this Precision Behavior third-party captive animal training consulting group, and at that point is when this new regime began, and that's when the complaint is starting. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. According to the former employee, there was sort of a shift in approach at the aquarium where they began to focus more on sort of public interactions and less on conservation. And Wheezy specifically, the nurse shark who died, was not going to be part of an interaction. In fact, there was another nurse shark named Charlie who was being trained to sit in a guest's lap while being hand-fed by a trainer. And the reason that Wheezy was being fed or was subject to this food deprivation training was to just ensure that Wheezy had no interest in the food that was being given to Charlie during the interaction.
Is there a specific agency that you filed this with?
So it was filed with the director of the Hillsborough County Pet Resource Center, which is responsible for enforcing cruelty to animals laws in the county, and also Andrew Warren, the state attorney for the 13th Judicial District.